Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right, covering down some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about, man, listen, this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And just for proof of that, Steve from Tennessee is on line one, so let me jump over there and grab that real quick. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
Hey, Phil, man, you mentioned bottle rockets and geese, trying to get rid of the geese.
Yeah.
Here's what you do, buddy. Go to the hardware store and buy yourself an 8-foot stick of Schedule 80 PVC pipe. Get the thick wall stuff. Drill you a hole in it. Cut it in half at 4-foot lengths and drill a hole about 1 foot up so you can bend that fuse at 90 degrees and poke it through that hole. And you got yourself the best shoulder-mounted missile launcher you've ever had. You can shoot the big ones or the little ones. And if you really want to see something impressive, hit one with a potato gun. Now, that's a feather explosion that would be, probably fatal, but nevertheless impressive. But no kidding, you get the little missiles flying, and they will fertilize your place as they fly away.
Brother, I am all over this idea. I'm pretty sure I'm finding me a fireworks stand and some PVC pipe. Good Lord.
You can buy the big rockets and the little rockets and all that and shoot them safely in that PVC because of like an inch and a half or 1-inch PVC like that, that heavy wall is not going to blow up and hurt you. There you go.
I'm in, brother.
Tip of the day.
I feel a YouTube video. Hold my beer. I'll be right back.
See ya.
See ya, man. Good calls. Good calls. Good calls. All right. Listen, we are jumping over to the next round of the Triple Dipper. I tell you what. You know what I'm doing? I'm gonna take a sidebar. I got to do a sidebar. I said earlier, so I've got the Triple Dipper. Consider this to be like a mini dipper. This is like an extra. This is a sidebar. If we're in court and the jury's there and I got to say something, I don't want the jury to hear it. I go, Your Honor, sidebar, please. So let's just, Butters, may I have a sidebar? Or do you mind if I have a sidebar right now?
Sure.
This is totally unrelated. You been to the beach lately?
Oh, it's been a minute.
It's a yes or no question, Butters.
I think last November, yeah.
Okay. Why you at the beach? Any wildlife that stood out to you as being a little concerning? Anything you saw that you're like, wow, sup?
Other than all the tourists?
There's some wildlife among the tourists. Okay, I got three stories here. One from CBS News, one from Yellowhammer, and one from the Charlotte Observer reported through AL.com. I don't know what's happening right now at the beaches in Alabama, but if you've not heard, so in March, Alabama beaches saw alligators. So we had one alligator riding the waves near Dauphin Island, bobbing around, and then coming ashore while people were standing there watching it. And they're thinking, what in God's name? Alligators. I know that they're in the brackish bay, where the water goes from salt to fresh back and forth with the tides. I did not know they swam out in the intracoastal waterways and in and around the beaches. But right now we got gators on the beaches.
One more thing to bite you.
Let me go one step further. How about this story from AL.com dated yesterday? Hammerhead sharks chasing swimmers out of the water at Alabama's Robinson Island. This is down yonder near Floribama, that area. Mm. So dozens of boaters out for a day in the sun in Alabama got a special surprise when they suddenly were not alone in the water. I saw the video. This was not like a fin in the distance. This was like people standing there looking down at their feet going, what is that? And it's like, you can tell it's a hammerhead shark. And there were multiple of them. A school of hammerhead sharks swam up to the boats, causing swimmers to rush to get out of the water. Now, where's the piece? Are hammerheads, do they eat people?
I was just wondering, how aggressive are they?
I don't know. But when they're as big as you are, you just get out of their way.
I'm a big fan of swimming pools. Just saying. I will deal with the kids' issues and them peeing in the pool over things that can sting you and bite you and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, last one, though. As if alligators and hammerhead sharks were not enough. This is the other part of my side, but this is what kicked this off for me. Did you see the story about what swam ashore, literally, down in Gulf Shores just yesterday?
You mean besides people from Cuba?
Yes. Yes, besides people from Cuba. A bear. A black bear. So, story, this one's from Yellowhammer, one of the many you can find. Actually, I take it back. It was in Destin, so it was not far off. All right. But what, nonetheless, it was in Destin. Beachgoers got quite a surprise Sunday afternoon when a black bear waded out of the Gulf of Mexico onto the shore after a dip in the water. And people on the beach were like, what the heck? And I saw him. He wasn't big, but he wasn't a cub. He was a black bear. Most likely, it says, came out of the wilderness areas in and around Eglin Air Force Base. But that's still a bit of a swim.
Yeah, I didn't know there were bears in that area down there.
I did not know either, but apparently one guy said it's not uncommon to be on his charter boat and see a bear swimming in the water. This is news to me. Total sidebar, had to throw it in there. It means nothing to the rest of the news I've got on the show, except that it just kind of tripped me out that we're looking at gators, bears, and hammerheads all in one place.
And I suppose this segment is not sponsored by the tourism departments down along the Gulf Coast.
Go to the beaches. It'll be awesome. All right. Moving along. Okay. So let's do this. The next segment, Pride Before the Fall. It's Pride Month. Have you noticed? Has anybody not noticed? Is anybody else tired of seeing the rainbow abused and misused? Does anybody else feel like they're vomiting rainbows on us at every step? So here's the thing, and this is what kicked this into high gear for me. If you've not seen it, by the way, I'm on one of my social media accounts on Twitter. I got flagged this morning by Twitter for posting a mainstream story. Why? What was it? Pray tell, Phil. What would you be retweeting? How about just a topless transgender on the White House lawn during the world's largest gay pride event ever held at the White House? What? Let me just tell you, this entire thing was a debacle. What did they think was going to happen? Hey, here's a great idea. Let's hang the gay pride flag in front of the American flag, which is not supposed to happen, at the White House, the capital of the free world. And then let's have a huge gay pride event on the lawn of the White House, the people's house. And oh, by the way, while you're there, let's make sure we invite any number of people who have some very deviant lifestyles and expect them to behave themselves while they're present. That's going to go swimmingly. And so you immediately got Instagram influencers who specialize in being, you know, transgender activists who decided the cool thing to do was start doing some very provocative things while they're on the White House lawn, posing for their Instagrams in all kinds of suggestive poses. And then, oh, by the way, hey, let's strip off our shirts and show either A, the scars where we had our breasts removed, or B, let's show the breasts that we had added. The whole thing is a complete debacle. Even the White House right now, you got, by the way, I think the least favorite job that anyone could ever be told they're being recruited for is to be the Biden administration's press corps. At some point, do you just roll your eyes and go, it's just constant spin. We can't keep up. I'm looking at it right now. Headline, Fox News, just came out pretty much since I've been on the air. White House condemns the trans activist for going topless at the Pride Month event, saying it was inappropriate and disrespectful. How about having the entire event there was inappropriate and disrespectful the way you set it up? This was destined for failure. Let's hang the pride flag in front of the American flag. That'll go great. Let's go ahead and anger most of America. And by the way, if there's any place in the nation where you're supposed to understand the meaning of symbology and flag protocol, it's the freaking White House where government sits. It's the epicenter of flag protocol. It's the place where flags fly with great intent and meaning. And what did they do? They literally superseded every bit of that and hung the pride flag in front of the American flag. Oh, not a little one. Have you seen the picture of it?
I haven't. I haven't. I try to stay away from
it. It's the classic view of the White House with the I forgot what it's called. Is it the Roosevelt patio? Anyway, it's balcony. And these are giant oversized flags with the rainbow flag hanging in the front. Not supposed to work that way. The White House now in spin mode, trying to condemn the activist Rose Montoya, who they invited to the event. What?
I'm just sitting here thinking how sad it is that I'm actually thinking at least they're condemning this.
Yeah. I mean, have we just gotten to that point? They just beat us down and we're like, well, at least they're saying something about it. I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre is not out there going, now, what I'm trying to tell you is it didn't really happen. Yes, it did. It's on her Instagram page right now. His Instagram page. I'm sorry. Whatever. Its Instagram page has got it up right now. So, we got trans nudity at the White House. That happened. But it just, you look at it and think, this is such a debacle. Pride Month has gotten so out of hand. And I was talking, Charlene and I were talking this morning. There's this sense right now that, and I'm being serious when I say this, there's a sense right now that this has become a rabid pushing of the limits. I think they recognize that time is of the essence. And their goal right now is to get as much as they can do before the next election, to do as much as they can do before the next election, to push as many limits, to grab as many kids, to break as many boundaries, to break every glass ceiling they can think of and then create some more to break them too, all before the next election. How far can we go before someone says stop? And when they do this, by the way, it's in complete disregard for protocol, for history, for decorum, for professionalism, or for that matter, for the real and honest beliefs of the vast majority of America. I am not saying don't have a gay pride event at the White House. I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is somewhere in there, someone's got to advise this administration how to contain some things. Naked transgenders on the White House lawn and the gay pride flag hanging in front of the American flag is a recipe for disaster. And that's where we are. I got more of this, lots more of this. Pride goes before the fall. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about making common sense a superpower. Hey, I'm going to go to the phones in just 1 second. I got to tell you, though, one more thing about that event at the White House is that President Joe Biden held the event on Saturday, the largest gay pride event in history at the White House. And then the next day, he canceled a meeting with the Secretary General of NATO. So, you know, NATO, that place where we have a war ongoing between Russia and Ukraine. NATO.
Priorities.
Yes. So he apparently had to have a root canal. So he's got plenty of time to spend all day extolling the virtues of the LGBTQ agenda and telling them they're the most courageous people he's ever seen. But he cannot meet the following day with the Secretary General of NATO. I'm going to the phones right now. Is that Lee from Huntsville? Lee from Huntsville, how are you doing?
Hello. You're so popular now, it's hard to get in.
Nah, it's not true at all. Hadn't heard from you. How you been?
Oh, you're the man. You're the man. And so Leanne is Rough Leanne? Well, I got to be, I can be Rough Lee, I guess.
We'll figure it. What's up?
Okay. I think the whole pride goes before fall, very excellent term for it. Because I always thought, you know, to myself, pride is a good word for what they're doing, since it cast Lucifer out of heaven for thinking he was equal with God.
Wow.
And so, you know, kind of makes sense. But to me, the whole flag thing hit me really wrong about the LGBT, whatever, flag that was in the middle and almost like above, more important than the United States flag on either side. No flag is ever supposed to fly at the same height of the U.S. flag.
That's right.
I don't believe. I don't know, maybe states in that state, but I just know that the United States flag, especially at the White House, should be the top flag, the most prominent flag, and I don't even know why we need any of it. So here's my thinking on this. We separated from Britain, a tyrannical, you know, ruler, to form a new country that was more than just a country. It was an idea. It was a rule of democracy or representative republic that was of the people and by the people. It was a radical, radical thought at that time. And people don't understand it now because they think it, as it is, it always was. So not true. This was such an unusual, different idea, the United States. And that flag represented that. And over the years, as the flag changed and became more familiar to what we know now, it represented the strength of the people. It represented right in the world. It represented goodness. It represented real law and not despotism. You know, if you look at World War One, and then especially in World War Two, it represented strength. It represented saviors. And for them to denigrate this flag by putting a flag of two dudes having sex, which I don't know why that needs a damn flag. Just do your thing in private. It's a free country. I don't need to see a flag representing all of you. And so my problem is how dare you do that? And how dare you have a group of debaucherous, disgusting morons on the lawn of the people's capital disgracing it? It's like Sodom and Gomorrah up there. All I can say is, where the hell were all those geese? They needed to visit that day.
That would have been the day. Would have been the day for the geese to land on the lawn and just mess some stuff up.
Well, absolutely. Lots of stuff and people. Well, poop everywhere.
My friend, you are accurate as always and well put. Don't be so long for your call back next time.
I will. I promise.
All right, Lee. Take care. You know, and I'll tell you, by the way, right during the break, I also saw, I did a thing just kind of Google searching the flag protocol issue. And of course, you know, there's already a liberal site out there going, it really wasn't a violation of the protocol. There was still a flagpole on top of the White House that had a flag on it. So it was higher. No, this is not what we're talking about. It was a display. And you know what you know it. What should have happened was that the American flag should have been front and center, period. And then they do allow the flags of associations and things like that to occasionally be flown with the American flag, but never in the more prominent position. That's not the way it works. And Lee put it extremely well by saying it denigrates our flag when you do that. That flag stands for something. And if you're the president of the United States and you can't figure that out, you don't need the job. Have you got a jackassery button over there before we go to the break? Can you find it? I mean, this is one that ranks maybe two jackasseries. Just, my God. Well, you want to hit it one more time? Just do it, man. That's how we feel. Listen, we're going to keep this one going for a little bit. Blind Justice is already over with. Now we're talking about pride before the fall. What is the notion with some states that believe they can have our kids? Or what is happening with the United Methodist congregations around the nation? And what is it that Governor Newsom believes he needs to do for California in the essence of pride going before the fall? And then what's happening with Canada How did liberal Canada suddenly find up with a position that's more conservative than us? Oh, we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Inexplicably, we are already in hour number three. Don't forget, tomorrow is going to be hump day, Wednesday, the day we play the camel. But that's also the day we have Grand Council. So stay tuned for that one tomorrow at 4 o'clock this time. And then the other thing that's going to be happening tomorrow is I'm going to have somebody on the show breaking some news about an intent to run for a statewide office. So that'll be tomorrow at 4:30. So we just got that scheduled here a little while ago. Stay tuned for tomorrow's show. It's going to be a good one. By the way, I want to say when you're in the breaks, like a minute ago, when we're in the breaks, you can hear the ads playing and all that. Just know this, that we are a standalone entity. All right. Right Side Radio is a business unto itself. We are not owned by the stations that we're on. We syndicated our show some time ago and we own the content and we send our signal to the stations. That being said, we have to support ourselves like any other business does. And one of the ways we do that is through selling advertising. If you hear this show and you're like, man, they are nailing it. I need to advertise on that show. I mean, listen to all the people that call in. There's a lot of folks that listen. We know that we're seeing an audience of in the neighborhood of 30,000 plus a week covering over half the state. So if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, we'd love to talk to you. The way you do it, you don't call the station, you call us. Go on our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And there's a place where it says advertising and contact. You click on that, send us a message, and we will be in touch ASAP. So yeah, rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising tab. Send us a message, and we'd love to have you as part of the team. All right, hey, I'm jumping back in. I will say this. Text lines are still open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Dave from Battleground, Alabama, just says, Phil and the gang are nailing it as usual. Thanks for working so hard. Dave from Battleground, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. Raven from Russellville, my special operations brethren. He says, they have insulted my country, my flag, my fallen brothers and vets who fought and bled for this country. And then he gives an acronym, but he just says, day is coming for those who hate America. Hang in there, Russell, or Raven from Russellville. Roughly Ann loves Lee from Huntsville. So anyway, she just says, Lee, all caps. Glenn from Bluntsville. Yes, indeed, Glenn. It was jackassery at the White House, and we gave it a double dose of jackassery a minute ago. Samah, the truck driver, still looking for the Conspiracy Theory Thursday show. Okay. And then Teresa from Town Creek, she sent a picture of the pride flag hanging front and center where it's not supposed to be at the White House. Yeah. Wow. It says, there you go. Teresa from Town Creek. Roger from Ardmore. How about pride flag on the same pole? This is at Mazda Toyota. Really? I'm scrolling down. No kidding. Toyota Mazda, I guess this is the Huntsville plant, has the pride flag flying on the same pole as the American flag. At least it's below it. There's that. All right, let me jump over here. So this topic I'm doing right now, I'm calling it Pride Before the Fall. Story here off Fox. Have you heard what's going on with the United Methodist denomination? So the denomination is seriously splitting. I mean, and we've seen this before. We've got the Presbyterians split into the PCA and the PCUSA some years ago. But the United Methodist has been somewhat of a brutal split. Story on Fox, the liberal mainline United Methodists see more than 5,000 congregations leave amid arguments about sex and gender. So here's the deal. In 2019, the General Conference for the United Methodist denomination decided to uphold the concept that they do not abide or agree with same-sex marriage or with same-sex or with the gay lifestyle. But yet in 2019, despite upholding that, the church's ban has been pretty loosely enforced. It says several traditionalist members of the Methodist clergy told Fox News in 2022 that conservative churches are leaving the denomination because liberal leaders within the UMC are choosing to disregard that by commissioning gay clergy and officiating same-sex weddings anyway. Talk about thumbing your... By the way, why? Why do you feel like, all right, you know what? I'm a member of the United Methodist clergy, and I intend to just do everything I'm not supposed to do. Is there some other church you could go to, maybe? I mean, do you look at this and go, hey, I want to be a Catholic priest, but I intend to get married. That's not the way it works. I'm sorry. You knew when you came in. We're going to go ahead and ordain homosexuals and let them preach in the church that says that we don't believe in same-sex marriage or the gay lifestyle. Awesome. That's going to go swimmingly. Well, it's not going over well. 5,000 churches have already, it's actually more than that. Says the number of churches that have been given the green light by their annual conferences to disaffiliate increased from 4,600 early last week to 5,300 as of this week. And it continues to grow. And it's sad, to be honest. It's sad. It shouldn't have to be this way. I mean, this is a clear example. They don't care where they hang the flag. They don't care that they get half naked on the lawn of the White House. They don't care that they're splitting up a mainline denomination of the Christian faith. They could care less. We deserve to have your pulpit and we'll take it. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. They didn't go out there and say, you got your beliefs, we got ours, we're going over here. They didn't do that. They came in and said, we're taking yours. This is what's going on. This is not a, well, everybody deserves an equal opportunity. Go create your opportunity over there if you want to. Why do you have to come destroy this one? Why was it necessary? Did anyone say you can't worship? No, they just said, this church, this is not the way we believe. Well, we're going to come in and make you believe. That's what's happening. That's evil, in my opinion. Don't try and argue me off of that. That's evil. There is nothing about that that says decorum or godliness or, for that matter, charity. Or how about, you know, the whole thing about sharing your faith and doing so with gentleness and respect. Where'd that come from? Well, what I do know is I see the United Methodist Church is breaking up in a big way. And the fight's about to get even deeper. We'll keep watching and see where it goes. Next story I got. This one actually also came from Fox. Several in a row came from Fox on this. California has a bill right now working its way through its state legislature that could punish parents who don't affirm their child's gender, calling the parents reckless, according to one psychotherapist. It says a California bill aims to control parents' medical decisions about their children by compelling them to provide gender-affirming care. Keep in mind, that's the euphemism they use to describe gender non-affirming care. You're actually not confirming the gender of the child. You're choosing to confirm whatever they want to be. Parents fighting custody battles could be liable for child abuse if they don't affirm their child's gender under the recently amended AB 957. The legislation, if it becomes law, would require judges presiding over such disputes to favor the parent who best affirms the minor's preferred identity. Good Lord. I mean, I just look at this and think, this is a recipe for disaster. Your kids were little. Did they know everything about the world? I mean, I'm just saying, Butters. I mean,
I'm just sitting here thinking, in the time you just read that, 10 more people just packed up and left that state.
Well, by the way, I don't know if you ever heard it or not, but we had it on the show. One of the best studies about states that are growing and states that are shrinking is the U-Haul report. Mm. U-Haul reports that more one-way trailers left the state of California than any other state in the nation. And it matches the population demise.
We got a guy that settled right here in our community.
Oh, several.
In the fishing industry that, moved right over from California. Loves Alabama.
Good on him. Mm-hmm. Glad he's here. This thing goes on to point out that there is no other place in the law where we look to see what the child wants over the parents. In fact, I'll go one step further. A story that came out in March in that same vein was in Governor Newsom. His administration is actually being sued in federal court because he declared that they are a sanctuary state for minors seeking transgender medical procedures. One step further, though, it's not just, you're welcome here, kids. How about this? California recently passed Senate Bill 107, which violates the right of every parent in the state to the direct upbringing and care of their child. SB 107 allows minors to obtain gender transition procedures like puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and irreversible surgeries without parental consent, while denying parents access to their child's medical information. The bill also allows California to exercise what it calls emergency jurisdiction over minors who are seeking such treatment, meaning the state steps in and says, we know better, you silly parents. What were you thinking?
That's messed up.
That is way messed up. And this needs to be a lawsuit, and I'm glad it is. But you look at this and go, what do they think? I mean, first of all, the child could not go get a tooth pulled without parental consent. The child doesn't have the ability to sign the doctor's paperwork. The child has no legal authority to present a insurance card and sign for the copay. None of it.
I got to just sign my daughter out from the high school.
I'm saying it's ridiculous. And yet they're going to say that, but if you believe that you're, 12 years old and you think that you're supposed to be a man when you were born a girl, come on in, California says. We'll help you out. Shh, don't tell your parents. Parents find a bottle of pills in their child's bedroom. What are these? I need to know what these are. What, doctor, why'd you prescribe these? I'm sorry, I'm not authorized to talk to you about that. You're not authorized to ask that question. You're just a parent. I'm telling you, folks, pride before the fall. Pride before the fall. We're going to cover a little bit more of this when we get back from the break. I got some more. I'm going to end it on a high note, though, just so you know. I'm going to end this on a high note because right now some of y'all are ready to throw your radio across the room. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. That was a righteous bump. I just had to play that one out for a minute, just sit here and listen to it and enjoy it. Hey, so I'm finishing up Pride Before the Fall. And by the way, I am when I say that, I'm not talking about the fall of our nation, although I think we better get a grip on it. But I hope what we're going to wind up seeing sometime soon is that this whole Pride movement has just worn its welcome slap out. Like, I get it. There are going to be people that have a homosexual lifestyle, and that's been around for I don't know how long. And nobody, they what happened in someone's personal life was rarely super evident. And if it was, whatever. But you know what? What we're seeing right now is the worst of the worst, so much so that there are even members of the gay community speaking out against it. I guarantee you that there are some people right now in the gay community who saw this transgender go topless on their Instagram page on the lawn of the White House that are like, stop! All you're doing is making our lives worse. But they can't control themselves because, first of all, unhealthy people do not make healthy decisions. Let's go ahead and lay that out there. Unhealthy people do not make healthy decisions. And anybody who is going to wind up rebranding themselves as something that they're biologically not and then be willing to take off their shirt on the lawn of the White House to take a picture is pretty much guaranteed not a healthy person. Got a number of text messages out here. What else we got here? Mike from Athens. When will the House start impeachment hearings? Do you think they will? I don't know, bro. We got a ways to go on that yet, but we'll wind up seeing. Shane from Athens, modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, sir. Skip from Tony, great points. We got to all stand together now in order to stop the cultural treason and madness in its tracks more than ever before. God will not be mocked. Skip from Tony. Anita from South Huntsville. I'm sorry, Anita, that's a long text, and I got to keep moving here. But she says, we should respect all people, including trans people. But we cannot be forced to deny reality in the name of not marginalizing. What a great point. What a great way of saying it. Jay from Hartzell. Let's just go ahead and sell California back to Mexico. We won't even notice one less star on the flag, he says. Minnesota Rex from Huntsville just texted in and says, Minnesota's passed laws to take minor children from parents if trans wishes are not honored. Yep, I've got that article here in front of me, as a matter of fact. I got a quick call. I'll take it before I run out of time. Line one, did I say Whiskers? Whiskers? All Whiskers. Right. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what. When you start talking about states taking children's rights away, they're opening up a slippery slope. And my first question is, if they're going to take the rights away, who's going to pay for the kids? Because if you take the child away, parents shouldn't have to pay for them no more. that's the first part about it. You know, I don't think the states can handle any more budget between everything else they're handing out. I'll tell you another thing. When you got these ones on the White House lawn up there and they're showing their chest and everything, that shows you exactly what you need to know about the pride people. They are here to pour this stuff down your throat and be as absolutely inappropriate as possible because they are led by Satan. That's trans people, too. We can respect a person as a person, but we got to call it what it is, and that's just straight Satan. And my last point for you is if you're a doctor and you're out there doing them surgeries to minor children, you better watch your back because there are going to be some parents that is going to be the tip of the iceberg for them, and you probably aren't going to be safe no more.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, I'll add one piece to that. I think there's going to be somewhere 4, 5, 6, 7 years from now where a kid who was operated on is going to go back and find that doctor. You know what I'm saying?
I will 100% agree, and these doctors that want to do it all in the name of justice, and they want to do it in the name of non-marginalizing people, you've lost your dang mind. You're just as crazy as the person that's out there getting mental health medications at this point.
Well, thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Hey, listen, last couple of points here. I got one from Daily Wire. Just this one encourages me. The Canadian province of New Brunswick, Canada, Canadian province of New, I can't even talk. The Canadian province of New Brunswick last week changed its gender identity policies to recognize the role of parents. They literally said, no child will tell us they're changing their pronouns without parental consent, no matter what the child's age is. And they also said under the new policies, children under 16 have to have parental consent to do anything like what we're seeing here. And, oh, by the way, gender-neutral bathrooms are only going to be private bathrooms. They're not going to do any more of these group bathrooms or use the ones you feel like. Good on them. The whole province in Canada just went live with that. And I'll say this. I got a piece here off of Red State citing a most recent poll that was done. Conservatives, it says, are winning the culture war over the transgender ideology, and the numbers, they might surprise you. So it has been a massive uptick just in the last couple of years. A larger majority of Americans now say transgender athletes should only be allowed to compete on sports teams that match their birth gender. 93% of Republicans, 67% of it's a huge growth in 2 years, believe it or not. I don't know what was polling a couple years ago, But what's happening is they're wearing out their welcome. And like the title said, conservatives, we're winning the culture war. There's more of us than there are of them. All right, y'all stay tuned. Talk about China rising. We'll be right back.